Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're tuned into right now on all Lotus radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host, and in the studio, Heather Goulding with Susan G. Komen and Bridget Cole with the Nevada Cancer Coalition. How is everybody?
Great. Thanks for having us, Ian.
You're very welcome.
We're doing really good. Thank you.
Good, good. And Heather, let's start with you. The Race for the Cure is coming up this next weekend, October 14th, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Next weekend, next Sunday,
yeah.
It's the 20th Reno Race for the Cure.
My Lord.
Fabulous. This
Two
is our
decades,
21.
My friends.
And
yeah.
We're right downtown at the Belief Sculpture. We're going to start and stop at the Belief Sculpture. We've got an expo there, and we'll be running along the beautiful Truckee River, and the weather report is looking good.
Oh, thank God, because, yeah, it's been a little kind of, it's like we're in Oregon right now. It's just so overcast and everything, so it'd be nice to have some good weather when we get
But next week, it's looking sunny.
Good, good, good. So, people sign up for this. How can they sign up, and how do you raise money? Actually, how does that work?
Well, the first thing that you can do, so you can register for the race. The truth is, it's easy as just Google Reno Race for the Cure, and it'll get you right there. That's probably the easiest way, rather than trying to remember
an actual URL and all that stuff. Yeah.
So just Google Reno Race for the Cure, and you can register there and do some fundraising. And people often think that the race is about going out and running a 5K. It's a 5K, which is about 3 miles. And
right.
We start at the Belief Sculpture, go down to Idlewild Park and come back. But really, this event is a fundraiser, and it's about raising money in the fight against breast cancer.
Okay, there we go. So it's not just, I mean, it's good to get like the word out and have some outreach and have like-minded people kind of get together and go
of course,
a walk. But I mean, it's all about getting the cure.
Absolutely. So people come, and it's a fabulous event for breast cancer survivors and their families, because people often talk about their first experience at this race. They have the sense of camaraderie, and they don't have to, breast cancer survivors don't have to explain the experience. They're just with a bunch of other women.
Right. Everybody, they all know.
It's unspoken. They have a sense of understanding amongst the survivors, and an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the community surrounding them. And they're really seeing visibly they're not alone in their journey through breast cancer.
Exactly so. So the money that you raise, is there a goal in mind when you do these races? Or
yes,
is it kind of raising every year? Or what do you think?
Let me tell you a little bit about how we spend the money that we raise at the race, because our overall objective is to reduce the number of breast cancer deaths in Nevada.
Mm.
So that's it. We want to reduce breast cancer mortality in Nevada with the money that we raise at the Reno Race for the Cure and all the other events that Susan G. Komen Nevada raises over the year, all the other funds that we raise. So there's two ways that we do that.
Okay.
One is 75% of the money that we raise stays here in Nevada. And the bulk of that money is going to community health programs that provide breast cancer screening, diagnostic, and treatment services for uninsured or underinsured women. A lot of times these are women that have, they're in between jobs or they're working part-time jobs and they don't have insurance.
Right.
So we're covering we provide financial assistance mostly during that period of time up to diagnosis. So we're making sure that there are not financial barriers to early diagnosis.
Okay.
We know that sometimes what happens is a woman doesn't have $150 that's available to pay for a mammogram. Or let's say something is suspicious on the mammogram and she needs to go back and get a needle biopsy or further diagnostic tests. That's coming out of a deductible if you have insurance. So if you don't have the money to cover that stuff and you wait 2, 3, 4 months, you could be at a later stage diagnosis. So we're really focused on reducing late stage diagnosis by reducing financial barriers to getting screened early, getting
very
diagnosed
good.
Early. So that 75% of the funds is right here in the community, providing those services to patients that need assistance to get over those barriers. Then 25% of the funds that we raise here in Nevada and are raised by Komen events all over the world, 25% is pooled, and that money funds breast cancer research. Because we know that we need to do more than just providing care for the women that have been diagnosed right now.
Right.
We need to change treatments so
look
that they
the
can be more effective.
Yeah.
And the treatments that were used 30 years ago are very different than what we do today. Today, we know that we can look at a very specific tumor and the doctors can find out, okay, this is what that tumor is and this is the right treatment. But we wouldn't be there if we had not invested in research. So one of the reasons why I'm so excited that Bridget is here today is because Bridget is a breast cancer survivor and has worked with breast cancer patients and was a recipient of Komen funding several years ago at your first diagnosis, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Heather. I'm actually a two-time breast cancer survivor. So I have been through it twice, once when I was 28 and then more recently, and I'm 38. So I had been breast cancer free for about 10 years and would not have been able to go through my treatment and get the amazing care that I did receive when I was initially diagnosed if it wasn't for Susan G. Komen. So,
Beautiful.
Susan G. Komen does so much for breast cancer patients here locally in the Reno, Nevada area.
One of the things that is so heartening to me, Bridget, is that you then went on to work with Access to Healthcare Network and have helped other patients that have needed some financial assistance as well, right?
Yes. So when I was initially diagnosed, I was uninsured. I had just moved to the Reno area from Portland, Oregon. And of course, was the very last thing that I was expecting to go through. But with the help of Access to Healthcare and Susan G. Komen funding, I was able to get the care that I needed and, you know, came out of it just really with this passion to help others that were going through similar situations. So I started working at Access to Healthcare, and I worked there for the last 7 years.
Wow.
So I've moved on. I'm the programs manager at the Nevada Cancer Coalition and help with their early detection, prevention, and survivorship cancer initiatives.
Oh, very good.
So I am very passionate about early detection. I have been so lucky because I have caught both of my breast cancers at an early stage. Mm. It's very important.
Very good. So it's almost, it's changed your life getting, of course, like treatment and surviving, but also has it led you into helping these people and really dedicating your life and your work?
Absolutely. Yeah. It changed my entire, path,
yeah.
In terms of what I was doing. And I'm very grateful for it, and I think it's interesting how hindsight is so 2020 in the sense that, it's the hardest thing that you could ever go through. But yet at the same time, it makes you realize how strong you are and,
right.
The differences that do need to be made.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the connection with Access is that part of what I want to make sure that folks understand is that. That 75% of the money that's staying here in the community and that's providing those services, how we distribute those funds is we work with a number of care providers in the community. So Community Health Alliance, Access to Healthcare, Renown, the Mammovan, and Reno Cancer Foundation. And so each of those organizations applies for funding from us for breast cancer programs. And then I have in my mind this image of there being pink Komen buckets of money at each of those
right.
programs. So when a woman comes in, a woman may come into Community Health Alliance, and she needs either to get a mammogram or she's had something suspicious, and so she needs to do some follow-up work. And she says to the doc, I'm barely covering my mortgage this month. I can't afford another $200 for a diagnostic test.
Exactly.
And then the care provider can say, don't worry, we've got this pink bucket of money from Komen
exactly.
that will pay for that. So then that organization, so CHA then will send that to the provider that is doing the needle biopsy or the MRI. So that's where the Access connection comes in, is that there are very few programs that will help uninsured individuals cover their treatment costs. So one of the community health programs that Komen funds here in Northern Nevada, or actually statewide, it's a statewide program, is if an Access patient, a person that's a member of Access to Healthcare Network, needs some financial assistance with treatment, that we will put that Komen pink bucket is there. I wanted to tell you a little about the research angle too, and talk about what Komen's priorities are. And that 25% that is going to cover research, Komen is really focused on making sure that we have the most impact possible for the amount of money that we have. Right. So the research focus is to develop new treatments for the most aggressive forms of breast cancer. Treatments for metastatic breast cancer, because when a person has metastatic breast cancer, it's not a curable state of the cancer. It's treatable, but not curable. And we want to change that. We want to live in a world where if the breast cancer has metastasized, that we will be able to tell a patient, you're cancer free. But at this point, that's not the case. So it's kind of holding the cancer off. So it's new treatments for the most aggressive forms of cancer, for metastatic breast cancer, and for new technologies, new screening technologies. We know that mammography is the most effective form of screening technology right now, but there are some weaknesses in it, and we need to do better at screening so that, for example, if you have dense breast tissue, the tissue looks white on a mammogram. And cancer also looks white. So if you have dense tissue, there are some challenges with mammography. And we're hoping that it won't be too long before we have new forms of breast cancer screening that we have overcome that difficulty.
Exactly so. And that's what the money's going to go toward with the race for the cure.
Absolutely.
And people need to Google it. Just Google it. It's the simplest
Google,
thing in the world.
Yes. Google Reno Race for the Cure. So we will be downtown at the Believe Sculpture on Sunday the 14th. Register in advance. It'll make it easier. Just go online, register. And really, when you register for the race, we're so happy to have you there. But the way that you can really, individuals in this community can really help women that have breast cancer is making a commitment to fundraising, because it's that fundraising that is fueling the research and that is providing services like the money that covered some of your treatment costs, Bridget, when you were first diagnosed. And that was really because of the generosity of people in our community that are doing fundraising.
Very cool. Heather yes. Golding, thank you so much. Bridget, I want to mention this on air. You just got married recently.
I did.
So your last name is now Cole.
Oh, yes.
So congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Another beautiful thing in your life. So thank you guys
it
so
really
much
is.
For coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
Go support, people.
Awesome.
Go race.
Thanks.